on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. The musicians Artie Hill and Caleb Stein join me in the studio this morning. On May 2nd at the Creative Alliance in East Baltimore, Artie and Caleb and their bands will join a host of other folks from around the Mid-Atlantic region and beyond in a show called California Twang, a tribute to West Coast country. The concert will benefit Believe in Music, a music education program which is run by the Living Classrooms Foundation. Artie and Caleb have brought their guitars today, and I've got mine as well, so a tune is bound to break out sooner or later. Good to see you guys. How you been?
All right.
Great.
Good to see
you. So, Artie, California country. Didn't know there was such a thing. I thought country was Nashville.
Well, when we say California country, we start to think about beginning with Buck Owens and Merle Haggard. Buck was born in Sherman, Texas. Merle was born in Oklahoma. Their families both migrated to California. They were both fiercely independent musicians who also had a great producer at Capitol Records, Ken Nelson. So instead of recording in Nashville where they had to get told what to do and they had to follow the program, they made records that were completely different. They made the records they wanted to. Ken Nelson basically sat on the with his feet on the board most of the time and let them do whatever they wanted. So they invented two really distinctive sounds that were not cookie cutter. And even though the Nashville records of that era are really great, they come from the process from the top down. The process was dictated by the recording studios. With Buck's music and Merle's music, it was what they wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. So it's a completely different thing.
And Caleb, is this a particular genre that you've been attracted to for a long time? You play all sorts of, you play all over the map when it comes to styles, but is this a fave?
Yeah, any music that has people singing strongly and the melodies and the instruments are thought about and, you know, passionately played, I'm into.
Yeah.
And I mean, to be honest, a lot of this stuff I've found through Artie, you know, over the years, getting turned on to all the nooks and crannies of the Bakersfield sound, this, yeah, sort of hard-driving honky-tonk sound. And I guess one of the reasons I like it is, yeah, there's not strings or ladies singing in falsetto. It's pretty much just a band, and they're cooking, and then the harmonies, it's just who's ever there actually in the band singing, and they're just knocking it out.
All right, cool. Well, you guys have been nice enough to let me sit in with the band here today. So we actually have a tune, Artie, that is a California twang tune, but it's about Baltimore. It's called The Streets of Baltimore. Give us a little
Streets of Baltimore, written by, well, it's California twang in two ways. Harlan Howard, who wrote it, is originally from Detroit, grew up in Kentucky, but moved to L.A. in order to try to become a professional songwriter before he went to Nashville. And then the person who probably has the most famous version of this now is Graham Parsons, who was from Florida originally, but joined the Byrds, went to California, ended up joining the Byrds, and then did this on a solo album. And part of the reason this is a standard now is because of his version of it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So here's a guy, a country guy via Detroit and L.A. He finally ends up to Nashville.
Yes.
At least he had a little Kentucky in there. That's slightly more credible. All right. So The Streets of Baltimore. Let's play this one. Great.
I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. I left my friends and all my kin back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets she had often picked before, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Well, her heart was filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Now a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kinda like the streets of Baltimore.
Well, I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine, and I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood saloon. Then every night when I'd come home with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to where she used to be. Then I soon learned she loved those bright lights more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. While my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Nice tune. Thanks a lot.
That's
you
a
guys,
good one, yeah.
Fun to play with you guys. It's fun. Caleb Stein and
Thanks,
Artie
man.
Hill joining me here in the studio playing The Streets of Baltimore. It's a kind of tune that you'll hear lots of on the 2nd of May when the California Twang Tribute to West Coast Country concert happens at the Creative Alliance. So, Artie, just a couple seconds we have left. Tell us about some of the other folks you got appearing on the show with you.
Oh, the Hello Strangers from Pennsylvania just made a really great record. Two sisters, wonderful harmony singers. Sean K. Preston, who's a local guy from New York. My friends Linda Hill and Little Mo, Monica Passon, are going to be on the bill. The Stonehill All-Stars are going to be on the bill.
Oh,
Caleb
yeah.
and his band, of course. There's other, but it's probably a total of about 14 or 15 acts.
Yeah, a lot of great folks. All right, well, thanks for coming in, you guys. Appreciate it. Break a Leg on the 2nd of May. And let's play one more tune for folks as we take it out. It's a tune called Excuse Me, I Think I Have a Heartache. This is another tune written by the same guy.
Harlan Howard, and I think Buck co-write on this with mm-hmm. him. So it's Buck Owens and Harlan Howard.
All right, Excuse Me, I Think I Have a Heartache.
One, a two, a one, two. They just don't know how lost I feel without you. My teardrops never see the light of day. I laugh and joke each time they talk about you. But if they heard my heart, they'd hear it say, Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I'd better say goodbye before I cry.
Oh, go on now, Artie.
Artie Hill and Caleb Stein will be part of a star-studded lineup of folks playing tribute to West Coast country music a week from Saturday, May 2nd at the Creative Alliance in East Baltimore. Thanks to you guys for coming in and playing with me this morning.
Thanks, Tom.
Proceeds from the concert will benefit the Believe in Music program of the Living Classrooms Foundation. We've got a link to all the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks to Luke Spicknall for his help this morning, and thanks to you guys for joining us. Have a great day.